With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Three new positives, bringing the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Cayman to 137. Tuesday evening, Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee reported a further 414 COVID test results through the screening program. There were three positives, which he says were likely cases of community-acquired COVID-19. Contact tracing has begun. Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin says it's expected with frequent COVID testing that positives would come out of the woodwork.
The people that are being tested are people who are being tested as part of a screening process. So we would expect that doing it this way, we will wind up with a significant number of positives because we've always believed that the virus must be out there. What we are seeking to do is to avoid what has happened and is happening in many places in the world.
Though the numbers increase, the situation appears stable in the Cayman Islands.
For one reason or some reasons, which are not yet understood, the virus does not seem to be being transmitted readily at this stage in the Cayman experience. Nor are people getting sick or really sick. In the early stages of this, the virus was very much presenting the way it has done right across the world.
This apparent calm of symptoms, according to Mr. McLaughlin, does not mean Cayman should throw caution to the wind.
We had some very, very sick people in hospital at some points. We had some people who came close to death. That is not occurring now. But we have to be very careful that we don't fall into the trap of not having had a first wave. Dr. Lee said we had a ripple, but that we don't become complacent and we do wind up with a wave. And that is why the government is still continuing with a great deal of caution on locking areas of the economy only after testing.
Tests will continue to be done with a minimum wait time of 2 weeks to observe results in each demographic before moving to the next stage. And regular random testing will continue after nearly full reopening to keep assessing the virus on island. Cayman's fish market has reopened, and as Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego reports, it's not without a few restrictions amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
The fish market is now open to the public at the South Terminal on Harbor Drive in Georgetown, and the Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure announces if you head there in true COVID-19 fashion, you will be required to wear a face mask and maintain a distance of 6 feet from any person where possible. The alphabetical system will also apply. Members of the public with surnames beginning A through K are only allowed to visit the market on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Surnames L through Z on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Officials say the temporary move is to ensure the safety of operators and the general public amid COVID-19. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
And in the face of the global pandemic, there is increased stress, which can be overwhelming and can bring on strong emotions in adults and children. Another session of the Family Resource Center's parenting webinar comes out tonight. And FRC's program facilitator Anne-Marie Diaz says the focus is on learning ways you and your family can reduce stress.
Been getting a great turnout from parents and a great response coming back where parents are saying that they're finding the webinars quite useful and the information is impacting their families positively. And so we're so happy to be getting that feedback and to continue to provide this service on a weekly basis on Wednesdays at 4:30.
You can register and get information by emailing frc@gov.ky or by calling 949-0006. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Protesters in Hong Kong are marching on several locations across the Chinese territory, defying a heavy police presence on the streets and orders to disperse. The protests were timed to mark the passage of a proposed law that criminalises insulting the Chinese national anthem. Police say they've arrested 300 people. Official figures in France suggest the economy will contract by 20% this quarter because of the coronavirus. France is already in a recession and the lockdown has exacerbated an already sluggish economy. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is setting out proposals shortly for a massive package of grants and loans to help those member states worst affected by coronavirus. It's said to be similar to a proposal put forward by France and Germany. BBC News.